1 Corinthians, chapter 4. Let a man so account of us, as of attendants of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, moreover, it is required in stewards, that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment, yes, I do not judge my own self. For I know nothing against myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then each will have his praise from God. Now these things, brothers, I have in a figure transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that in us you might learn not to go beyond the things which are written, that no one of you is puffed up for the one against the other. For who makes you to differ? And what do you have that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? Already you are filled, already you have become rich, you have come to reign without us, yes, and I would that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For, I think, God has set forth us the apostles last of all, as men doomed to death, for we are made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ, we are weak, but you are strong, you have glory, but we have dishonor. Even to this present hour we both hunger, and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And we toil, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things, even until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have 10,000 tutors in Christ, yet you have not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I begot you through the good news. I urge you therefore, be imitators of me. For this cause I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who will put you in remembrance of my ways which are in Christ Jesus, even as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know, not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and a spirit of gentleness?